Hello and welcome back to Bounce Back Like a Badass. I am your host, Kat, and I am so grateful that you're here with me today. Today I was really inspired to record this, and although I'm always inspired, many of my inspirations don't always lead to action, but today it did, so I'm really excited about it. And the topic I'm going to talk about today is how showing up for yourself and owning your story can really transform your life and your business. And as always, I always use myself as an example because that is the reason why I started this podcast, is sharing our personal stories and hoping that it will help somebody else. So for those of you who know my story and the reasons why I started, some of this information won't be new to you. But if you're not familiar and you are new here, first of all, thank you for being here. I invite you to pause this episode, go back to maybe episode 2, 3, and 4, and get yourself familiarized with why this podcast is called Bounce Back Like a Badass and my story, and then come back here, and I promise it will all make sense. And for those who have been with me on this journey, thank you for coming along for the ride. I really appreciate you being here, and we're gonna dive right into this. So for those of you who know, my rock bottom, my story, my rock bottoms had basement level. Actually, it had a sub garage and also a storage facility included, and then many other layers in there. But mixed in all those layers was loads and loads of shame, regret, guilt, sprinkled on top with a lot of embarrassment and maybe a little bit more shame on top of it for good measure. And I know that sounds really dramatic, but if you know my journey, you know that actually it was a bit dramatic. But my bounce back journey has had its ebb and flow as expected. And I can imagine anyone else that has gone through a transformation has their own ebb and flow. I didn't just start sharing my story and all of a sudden I was released from all of those emotions that I just mentioned. In fact, I suspect that they'll probably be with me my entire life. And I'm just now better equipped at handling it, and I'll get better and better at it. That said, I've come to realize that the reason I was so open and free when I was first started to share my story was the one person that I really needed and deserved to hear my story the most was way too young to really understand what it all meant. And that person being my daughter. So when my fall from grace happened, the main one, really, that's to say, let's face it, there was several, but the main one that really affected her and my life completely, she was barely 11 months old. She is now 11 years old. I know, time flies. But I couldn't quite put my finger on it. But the past 2 to 3 years, I've found myself hiding in plain sight, not showing up fully, pausing on social media, pausing speaking engagements and interviews, and convincing myself that it was my season to focus and put my head down and hone in on my business and grow it. And I did that. I truly love what I do. So I really was focused on that. But now I know better. I realized that around the time I stopped showing up was when I really started to feel like I needed to start to share my story with her. And when she was much younger and I would share my story, the response I would get was, she's going to be so proud of you. She's going to love your story. She's going to know that you're a badass. She's going to learn so much from you and you're resilient and all of these things. And I really focused in on that and I could not wait to share my story with her. But as time went on and she got a bit older, I really started to focus less on how excited she would be to hear about my story or how proud she would be about, you know, what had happened and how I transformed, but really focusing in on why I needed to transform in the first place, why the bounce back and the decisions and all of the mistakes that I had made to get us to that point that really changed the direction of both of our lives. Because here I was now trying to raise her with the right morals and building the foundation of her character. And I am about to reveal the very, very poor decisions I had made and the selfish decisions I made, and that my morals were in serious question and my character was, to put it mildly, like shit. And I wasn't necessarily focused in on all of the, again, accolades and how proud she was going to be. I started to really fear that the focus would become, as it should be, because that's part of the story, that's part of the lesson, right? On what I did. And I wasn't prepared to have that conversation. And I don't know why I never prepared myself for that conversation. I always just prepared for the hugs and all of that. Again, focused in on more of the celebration. But there's always two sides to it. So as time went on, as she got older, and I just feared that conversation more and more. And this is basically my subconscious really at work. This is self-sabotage in the works. If you've never heard of it or if you've never seen it in action, this is what it was. It was really trying to protect my ego from having uncomfortable, feeling unsafe, and fearing that I would have to open up all of these boxes that I have, you know, nicely put away and be judged by my own daughter. So all of those things together combined, I really started to see the reasons why I stayed behind the scene. And again, I was hiding in plain sight. So around, again, maybe 2 to 3 years ago, my daughter started to spend a lot more time online. And I specifically remember one day she came in and she was like, "I Googled you." And I've never felt my heart sink to my stomach so quickly. And I was like, "What did you find?" And I knew that she would find my social media posts or platforms that I was on, some interviews that I have done, of course, my podcast. But I really was like, "What? How far did you dig?" And really, as it turned out, it really was just her Googling her family. It wasn't just me. She Googled her dad, her step-parents, and everyone else that she knew. But of course, when you are hiding something, the fear comes up like, oh my gosh, I've been once again found out. And really, it wasn't found out. It's not like as if I'm hiding this, but I was hiding it from her. I was really afraid to have the conversation with her. And the worst thing, in my opinion, was for her to find out on her own and feel betrayed and blindsided by the fact that I had this story and that really changed her life, that really affected her, and I hadn't told her about it. Or worse, maybe a friend of hers would tell her about it. And maybe, you know, they were all Googling their parents and someone dug a little too deep. So I knew that the time had come. And when she was younger, I had really visualized what this conversation was going to look like. I had dreamt it and it was going to be this amazing thing. Again, as time went on and it felt less and less focused on where it was going to be, more so on what was going to be said, I began to really shy away from it. But I knew it was time. I was running out of excuses and running out of time. And I just needed to walk the walk. So one day, one very insignificant day that turned out to be pretty significant, she and I were laying on the floor, looking up at her ceiling, talking about school and friends and whatnot. And I finally found the courage to say, "I need to talk to you about something that happened in the past. And I've been wanting to share this with you, but I have been really reluctant and have been putting it off for quite some time because I am not proud of the situation or the circumstance. But what I am proud of is how I handled the outcome. But there is a lot of things that happened beforehand, and I've been really scared to talk to you about it." And at first, she was incredibly apprehensive. I mean, I can imagine anyone coming up to you, starting off a conversation like that, I would be apprehensive as well. But I spoke to her as open, as honest as I possibly could be. Also being aware that she's 11, and as much as I think that she can handle big conversations, and boy, this was a big conversation, she's also still a child. And I'm sharing some very, very adult situations with her. So with that in mind, I was very careful to not elaborate on some parts, but answered her questions as honestly as I could. And she had a few. She was, of course, shocked, as expected. We hugged a lot. We cried a lot. She had some funny questions for me as well, because let's face it, she's my child and our sarcasm runs deep. But again, I didn't try to put a pretty bow around this. And I shared with her how I was feeling when I was speaking to her, how scared I was, because that was the honest truth, and how fearful I was of how she would perceive me. And I didn't want that to change how she felt towards me, because that's always going to come out. I imagined this scenario, this conversation, completely different. That being said, this was so much more than I could have ever imagined. And I also know that this is not the last time we're going to have this conversation. I know that this is just the beginning of many conversations about this. As more details come out, she may want to listen to the podcast, because I did tell her that I spoke about it on my podcast, and that's the reason why. And I've been written in books and I've been interviewed and so on and so forth. So she may find those on her own. But now I feel really good that she knows the story coming from me, from my mouth, versus hearing it from somebody else. I also know that one day her perspective will change. She is a child and she's going to grow up and she's going to have different opinions. And I have to be okay with that. And I have to be able to hold space for her and allow her to feel the way that she feels. I also know that just because a weight has been taken off of my shoulders, certainly doesn't mean that I just didn't shift some of that onto hers. And I'm very, very aware of that. And if you are out there contemplating sharing your story, or you have, that is something just to be cognizant of. And I am not responsible for how people perceive my story as an adult, but I am if that person is a child and my child. I know that her perspective will change and I have to accept that. And I know that there will be deeper questions and more detailed questions as she grows older. But I will say that finally, and that's when I knew why I had been hiding behind the scenes for so long, because it just felt like I released this huge tension. And I really feel as if I am fully owning my story and I can really fully show up as myself. If you have been a client of mine, you know that we talk a lot about masks and the many, many masks we put on for our partners, for our children, for our colleagues, for our clients, for whatever, our friends, our besties. We just put on a lot of masks, and this allowed me to put one down and never have to put back again. And that was pretending and not speaking about this gap in both of our lives that really changed the direction of our lives. And not necessarily pretending it didn't happen, but certainly not speaking about it, because I know that she has had some questions in the past that I could not fully answer without divulging this story. So it just felt really good and just a sense of release and freedom to really acknowledge the story fully to the person that deserved hearing it the most. So if this resonates with you in any way, hopefully it reminds you of the importance of owning your story and sharing your story and how it really can free you from hiding in plain sight. And when I work with my clients, we find when we dive into their stories that they too come out of hiding. They too begin owning what that story means to them and start shedding the masks that we put on to face the world. So let this be a reminder for you to not put off these hard conversations and that you can do really hard things. But I just want to remind you that, so as I mentioned, this ignited a fire inside of me like never before. Not since I started my business and my podcast have I had this really big spark and craving to again start sharing our true, real, authentic selves and story. So much so that I'm relaunching a signature program I started a long time ago called Story to Impact, where I help my clients dive deep and unpack their stories and find ways for them to share so they can finally show up, be seen and heard, and make an impact. Because I know that a lot of the women that I work with are creating impact-driven businesses that really sets their heart on fire. So if this is something that you've been thinking about or have struggled with, whether it's for personal reasons or trying to figure out and understand how to convey your story to your audience, then I invite you, in the show notes, there's a link for a waitlist for Story to Impact. And it's such a transformation. And I loved this program when I first started it, but I pivoted, as most of you know, into more on the marketing side of things, but I'm now pivoting back and I'm loving it. And that pivot is thanks to my conversation with my daughter. That pivot is the reason why I started this business in the first place. And it is showing up, owning it, owning our stories, being accountable for it, for your part in your story, regardless if it was your own doing or somebody else's doing, and being able to move forward and shift the direction of your business and your life. So if you're not quite there, however, and you just want some help, I also have a ton of resources for you. One being, there's the 5 steps to begin sharing your story. If you feel compelled to really kind of start and get the ball rolling, this short workshop will help you get the juices flowing and giving you a little bit of the courage to step up and step into sharing your story. And the link for that is also in the show notes. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for allowing me to share my story with you. Since the cat is literally out of the bag, so to speak, know that there are more exciting episodes coming and new program launches in store. I'm so grateful that you're here. Remember, your story matters. You matter. And someone out there is waiting to hear your story in only the way that you can tell it. I promise you, friends, that there is someone out there that is going through the same thing, something similar, are about to go through, and you are going to be the inspiration, the empowerment for them to take the next step. It's happened to me many times, to stories that I have listened to. It has happened to other people who have listened to my story. We can lift each other up together, and it starts by being brave, authentic. I know that word gets thrown out there a lot these days, but it truly is about being vulnerable, being seen, being heard as you are, as you truly are. And it starts with owning our stories and really creating the kind of impact that we want to create in the world. So thank you for being here. I really appreciate you, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye, friends.